Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each personal month forecast for June 2023. Before you listen to your personal month forecast, make sure that you check the calculation because it is different from calculating the life path number. So you want to make sure you're listening to the right one. Now, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you want to get more specific and look at your own personal numerology and your own personal forecast, go ahead and book some time with me. I would love to take a look and to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's take a deep dive. Personal month eight. If June is a personal month eight for you, this month could bring a highlight or the focus on your career or your place in the world or how you share your expertise or your wisdom, right? So if you're someone who doesn't work or, is a stay-at-home parent or you're retired or doesn't need to work, this can be, again, about how you assert yourself, how you go after your goals and achieve your desires. Your contribution to your household, to your friend group, to your community, whatever the case may be. But the eight energy is going to bring the focus in to your own empowerment. And again, like how you see yourself in the world and how you express yourself and again, how you share your expertise, right? So you could see some shifts in this area where you recognize something about yourself that maybe needs adjusting or you want to build upon. Maybe you want to go back to school. Maybe you want to get, build upon your expertise. The options are endless. You could see this month things come in around money, finances, your resources. So you could see an uptick in these areas. You could see opportunities for growth within those areas, or you could see sort of the need to spend money or sell something or buy something, right? So you could see money come in or money go out type thing. And either or is trying to show you something, right? Or teach you something potentially. Whether it's how to manage your money or how to spend wisely or how to share the wealth, right? Like anytime eight energy is involved, it's going to bring us back to the why of something. Why is it that we do what we do? Why is it that we contribute the way we contribute or achieve the way we achieve, right? If it's for more selfish reasons, then we're going to see those achievements sort of fall through our fingers much more quickly than if it's for the greater good, right? We're recirculating that energy in some way. We're doing good with our power, our status, our place in the world, our money, our resources type thing. So you could see a sort of an emphasis on that this month. If you come into a great amount of success, what are you doing with that success? How are you, again, circulating that energy to make it work not only for you, but for others as well? You could also see this month some power plays take center stage. So if there's anywhere that someone has sort of asserted their power over you or tried to take your power away, something like that, this month is going to kind of push you or put pressure on you getting back that power, right? Standing in your own power, empowerment, right? So you might see some clashes of the Titans come in this month where, again, you're meant to assert yourself, stand your ground, own your space in a way that isn't disempowering to another, of course, but is empowering to you. So that may come in as well. But really the focal point, again, it's a quick cycle. So the focal point will probably be on, status. You could see a status change at this time. It could be on, again, career, maybe a change in career or money, change in money, buying or selling something. So again, resources come into play. So property, this is a great time to buy or sell a home if that is of interest to you. But really, standing in your power, not being sort of manipulated or allowing yourself to be manipulated or controlled by another. Of course, if there's a situation where that is occurring, then you'll kind of see that come to a head or could potentially come to a head this month to be dealt with, right? In whatever way, obviously, it needs to be dealt with. Contracts could also come into play this month. So if there's anywhere that you need to sign a contract or commit to something, to a bigger vision towards something, this could be the month to do that. Also, added responsibility. This is a big month for taking on more, potentially, right? So you could get a promotion, and then with that promotion, of course, comes more money, but also comes more responsibility. And so managing that and making sure that you're not burning the candle at both ends, sort of finding your balance there. Now, around June 3rd, we have a full moon. And for you all, this energy is the energy that's being highlighted around this full moon is that of the six. And so this is going to bring things into the home, right? Into like the your private affairs, so to speak. And so anything that sort of happens within the home, you could see changes within the home, people leaving the home or moving out of the home, people moving in. You might have a baby at this time. And so again, someone moves into the home, or you might have children who are leaving for college or something like that. And so you see that kind of change in the home environment. You could also see this month, or I'm sorry, around this full moon, that more people need your attention, your nurturing, your caregiving at this time. And so you may, again, have additional responsibility, and you'll just need to figure out how to make that work, how to show up in that way with everything else that you may have going on. Now, of course, if you're going to be depleting yourself or overburdening yourself, then you have to, of course, set those healthy boundaries and just have that conversation to let those, you know, people know that you can't show up in that way, as long as it's not sort of skirting the responsibilities or prior commitments. Or if it is, then again, having that conversation to let them know that you can't give what you don't have, right? But it's very possible, especially with being in an eight cycle, working with six energy around this full moon, you may see something come in around finances with the home. So again, I say, if you were looking to buy or sell a home, this would be a great time to do that. You know, of course, depending on your own personal situation, but, just based on these energies, because again, the six energy brings it to the home and finances around the home. And then you have the eight energy resources, material things, buying, selling, that sort of thing. So it would be a great time to make changes to the home, or, you know, if you wanted to do remodeling or buy new furniture or something like that, you could see that those resources kind of come in to be able to do that around the full moon. So that's really beautiful energy for that. Now, on June 18th, we have a new moon. And so for you all, this is bringing up the energy of the three. So something creative could be coming in for you. Now, new moon is new starts, initiating something, planning something. Again, starting something new. So with the three energy, it brings in this strong energy of creation, creating something. Now, I'm going to be very honest, for some, because you're working with the energy around the full moon of the six and this new moon, the three, so you could very well be getting pregnant, right? Or having a baby at this time. That is quite literally creation, right? Or adoption, right? Or adopting a new pet or something like that, bringing a pet into the home. But with this three energy around the new moon, this opens up the lines of communication in a big way, potentially, right? So you could have an opportunity to network, especially that as it ties in with, again, your career or your place in the world or how you share your expertise. So you may have opportunities at this time to have a bigger platform, have a bigger audience, right? Or sort of get some kind of new contracts that bring more people in. That's very, very possible around this new moon. And because it's new starts, again, this would be a great time to, because eight energy is that of being the expert at something and sharing that expertise and building something bigger. And then this new moon is that three energy of communication, networking, social, creativity. So around this new moon, that would be a great time to get yourself out on social platforms if that's something that speaks to you. Start a YouTube channel, start a podcast, or get yourself out in the community more to market yourself more. I think you'll find this month that you can receive the assistance that you need to be very successful, because this is also a great month for, again, asking for the assistance that you need as well, especially from people who you may have thought you wouldn't get that assistance from. You might see those doors open very quickly this month. It's very possible, especially I would say around the new moon, because that's such a very social energy, a very much about, again, collaboration, sharing ideas, networking, communication. So don't be afraid to reach out and ask for what you need. It may come through, it may not, but you won't know unless you ask, right? But I think you can find that under an 8 cycle that the doors seem to open a little bit easier when it comes to asking for the assistance that you need from people who have the authority or the quote unquote power to be able to assist you, right? Or have the resources that you need. So this is definitely a great time to ask for it, to put yourself out there, and don't minimize yourself or your contributions. This 3 energy is going to ask you to go big. So definitely don't be afraid to do that. I hope it is a beautiful, powerful, transformative month for you all. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.